This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The historic second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump starts today in the U.S. Senate, with Trump accused of inciting insurrection a month ago by urging his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol as they were certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had defeated the former president in the 2020 election. Now, the protest turned into mayhem as about 800 Trump supporters stormed past authorities into the Capitol, smashed doors and windows, ransacked some congressional offices, and scuffled with police. Five people were left dead, including a Capitol Police officer whose death is under investigation as a homicide and a rioter shot by a police officer. It is that tragic riot that forms the crux of the impeachment, Democratic and some Republican lawmakers blaming the former president for the insurrection and other alleged efforts to steal the election from Joe Biden. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry says the trial could backfire on Senate Democrats.
Also be disastrous for them if there's blowback among the public who say they should have been working on COVID and the economic situation, and it was purely political. And so they could face blowback in the midterm elections coming up in 2 years.
The impeachment trial is scheduled to get underway just about 3 hours from right now. Germany, Poland, and Sweden yesterday each declared a Russian diplomat in their country persona non grata, retaliating in kind to last week's decision by Moscow to expel diplomats from the three European Union countries over the case of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russia had accused diplomats from Sweden, Poland, and Germany of attending a demonstration in support of Navalny, Putin's most high-profile political foe. This